Hi, this is Avish Parasher, the Motivational Smartass. For more information, more audios, and to read the blog, visit motivationalsmartass.com. For today's audio, I want to talk about motivational speaker advice I hate. Now, from a title like Motivational Smartass, you probably guessed correctly that many would consider me a motivational speaker. It's one of the things I do. I get out there on stage and I talk to audiences and I tell them to stop doing the stupid things they're doing and how to do better stuff. Now, as someone who's been in that industry, I've been around a lot of other speakers, I've read a lot of books, listened to a lot of audio programs, so I've heard a lot of the motivational, quote-unquote, personal development advice that's out there. And a lot of it is great, but sometimes you just hear motivational speaker advice that makes you think, you know, that's just dumb, I just hate that. I'm going to share one of those with you today. This is a piece of advice that I keep coming across in a lot of books and programs that just never works for me and frankly annoys me every time I see it. Not necessarily because of the advice, or not because the advice is bad per se, but just in the way it's presented. And that little bit of advice is this. If you have a task or something you don't really want to do, something you're procrastinating, just start. Just commit to doing 5 minutes of it. Because you know what happens. Once you get started, you get some momentum and then you start doing it. And before you know it, you finish the task you're putting off to begin with. I hate that advice. Okay, for more clarification, what they're saying is if you want to work out, like say you want to do 20 or 30 minutes of cardio, but you're really procrastinating it, they're saying just go to the gym and commit to doing 5 minutes, because once you're done with your 5 minutes, now you're there, you've got the momentum, you'll probably just keep going anyways. Or if one of your big tasks is to like clean out your garage and it's just overwhelming you, they say to just start, because what happens, you know, you just manage to keep going anyways. The whole premise being, if you convince yourself to do about 5 minutes worth or to just start, that this sense of momentum will kick in. Now, let me be clear. I don't disagree with the 5 minute principle, and later on I'll explain why. But I hate this little bit of advice that everyone tacks on. It's like no speaker can talk about doing 5 minute increments of work without throwing in there, well, and you know what happens, you get momentum, and then before you know it, the task is done. That is blatantly wrong. It is very wrong for me. It may work for some people, it probably works for that speaker who gave the advice, but it doesn't work for me. I'm the type of person that if I say I'm going to do 5 minutes, you know what I'm doing? I am watching the clock for those 5 minutes while I do my task. And as soon as that timer goes off, I stop. And I'm happy to stop. Well, I'm happy to stop, but then I feel guilty. Because it's like, what's wrong with me? Why did I never get that sense of momentum? Like, all these speakers talk about how natural it is that you'll always get this momentum. Now, once in a while, sure, I'll get caught up in the flow, and I'll keep going for a little while longer. Sometimes for a lot longer, though that's very, very rare. Usually it's 5 minutes might become 10, 10 minutes might become 15. Just do a little bit more to kind of finish the task I'm on. But I'm the type of person that I consider myself to be true to my word. If I tell myself, hey, just do 5 minutes, when 5 minutes is done, I'm going to be done. But then that's that feeling of guilt. Why do other people seem to naturally get this momentum, but I don't? That's why I hate that advice. It happens no matter what I do it in. I would say, 80 to 90% of the time, I just say, just do a little bit. I end up doing just the amount of time I had allotted for. Now, as I said, that advice in and of itself to do a little bit and only a little bit is not bad. And here's why. It's not for the reason they tell you. It is because doing something is better than nothing. It is because that sometimes we need to push our comfort zones just a little bit to grow. So if you're used to doing nothing and you want to do 30 minutes, by getting in the habit of doing 5 minutes a day, you've pushed your comfort zone, where 5 minutes becomes normal instead of zero. Then it might be natural to push yourself to 10 and so on and so on. Now, that might accelerate quicker. You may find that you take to the task and you naturally, by giving yourself 5 minutes, do more. But if you get it in your head that the reason you're doing that is so that you will develop momentum and so that you will then keep going, you will feel bad and you will feel guilty if that doesn't happen to you, as was the case with me. So the advice in and of itself about doing a little bit every day is great, because not only will it build a habit, but also the task will get done. So if it's something like working out, that's going to build a habit slowly. 5 minutes a day is better than nothing, 6 minutes better than five, seven's better than six, whatever. But if it's like a one-off task, say for example that cleaning the garage example, if you never get past the 5 minutes, then you know what, that garage is eventually going to get clean, because 5 minutes a day will add up. It may be very slow, it may take you a month or two, but it'll get done at least. The reason that advice bothers me so much, that little stupid, well, because you know what happens, it sets you up for failure. Because if it doesn't happen, you feel you've done something wrong. And I think you need to celebrate what you're doing right and what you're doing well, as opposed to when you fail, even though you've done what you say you're going to do. So here's my advice to you. Number one, find what works for you. You know, experiment with this. Maybe you are the type of person that's going to go out there, and for you, the only problem is starting. So if you tell yourself to just do 5 minutes, you'll get caught up in it and run with it and end up doing 30 minutes or an hour. That's great. If that works for you, by all means, do it. If not, if you're more like me, then ignore that piece of it. Do your best to ignore it. Understand the real benefits of the slow segments of work, those little bits of work that make the task done. Okay, really pay attention to that. And when you come across this kind of, I snore the speaker, just be aware of what they're really saying, okay? No speaker, myself included, knows everything. We're not perfect. And we certainly don't know you. Unless I'm talking to you one-on-one, I don't know what works for you. So any broad general statement of like, well, you know what always happens, is just dumb. Okay, take it with a grain of salt. Realize every person is different. Find what works for you and go to it. So that was today's motivational smartass rant. For more audios and to read the blog, be sure to visit www.motivationalsmartass.com.